Banks are trying to recover some of their losses by squeezing credit card customers. They're handing out fewer cards, they're raising interest rates on the cards that exist, and they are lowering credit limits. Now Congress is putting the squeeze on banks. Lawmakers are trying to slap some restrictions on the way that they operate their credit card businesses. To find out more, we turn this morning to NPR's Jim Ciroli. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What do lawmakers want to do?
Well, there are two versions of this legislation, one in the House and one in the Senate, and they would basically address a lot of the things that just drive consumers crazy about credit cards right now. For instance, right now you can get you know how you get a credit card and they can raise the interest rate for no reason
randomly
whatsoever.
They might barely tell you. Yes,
this legislation would still allow that, but only on the purchases that you make from that point forward. In other words, you cannot retroactively raise rates on existing balances. Now, the thing it would do would be address something called universal default. Right now, if you are late paying a credit card bill, the credit card company can raise your rates, but then so can all the other credit cards that you have, even if you've paid them on time every month. So this would ban that. Now, the Senate bill goes even further. For instance, it addresses it would make it much more difficult to offer credit cards to people 18 to 21.
This has got to be a difficult balance, Jim Ciroli, because you've got a situation where banks are squeezing customers. Customers are consumers, are people who are put out of work, who are struggling right now with the economy, and the government wants people to have easier access to credit, but at the same time, they want banks to be in a more profitable position, and this is what they say they want to do.
Yeah, and this is one of the arguments that the credit card companies make, is that they're already not making as much money as they were on credit cards. And this would make it more difficult for credit card companies to issue cards, and they will do it less. Consumers are ultimately going to be the ones who are hurt by that.
So that's one response that the industry has, is saying that they can't do business this way.
That's what they're saying. Yes, they're saying that it will make it more difficult, less profitable for them. Of course, this issue has been kind of on the Democrats' wish list for a long time, and you also have a lot of consumer activists saying, I think trying to take advantage of this. This is the banks are not very popular with the public right now, as you know. Back a few years ago, when a credit card raised your rate or made you angry in any way, you had some recourse. You could you could get another card, or you could refinance your house and pay off your credit card bills. It's much harder to do that nowadays. So I think consumer activists see an opening there.
Maybe, but I have to wonder about the fact that credit card companies and banks have had close connections to both political parties for years. They were able to tighten bankruptcy laws when they wanted to with overwhelming bipartisan support. What are the odds that Congress right now is going to make these proposed changes that the credit card companies and banks don't want?
It's going to be much easier in the House. A version of this passed already in the House. The Senate is more of a question. You have members of the Senate. Tim Johnson from South Dakota, which is a big credit card state, actually voted against this bill in committee. There are two senators from Delaware, Democrats, that Delaware is another big credit card state. So there are questions, but they're also hoping to bring on some of the moderate Republicans to support this.
Vice President of the United States, also with connections to Delaware and to banks there. Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Ciroli.